I'd like to talk with him today about how his lovely Labrador Retriever helped us become husband and wife as we are today.
Uh-huh.
So, Mike, can you start us off on your lovely dog?
My lovely dog, some 33 years ago, before I met Liz, I was invited to pick out a puppy from my Labrador Retriever litter from friends of mine who lived in South Carolina at the time. And I picked out one with very long ears. And it turns out that independently, my friends had picked out that dog for me themselves, but they didn't tell me. So we picked out the same dog. They said, that's Mike's dog. I named the dog Maybelle for Maybelle Carter.
We met, I was dating someone else and he was dating someone else, and we met at this little place called the Friendly Inn. But what I remember the most was when I was introduced to Mike, he looked at me and rolled his eyes, and I thought, what a rude man this guy is, because he's not even giving me eye contact. Well, I learned later he had broken up with his girlfriend and was planning to move to Georgia, and so he really didn't want to meet anyone new at that point.
Well, how did Maybelle behave to you when you first met her?
So when I first started visiting Mike, because actually we bumped into each other again at several different music festivals, and Mike said he played old-time guitar. Well, I was learning guitar at that time. I said, okay, well, I will go ahead and learn some chords and music from this rather rude man, but at least I'll have some good lessons. So I went to his little cabin out in the woods, and his black lab, Maybelle, was very polite. She wagged a little bit and sniffed me, but she kept her distance. Well, she was Mike's girlfriend, and that was clear when Mike and I decided to go somewhere in his car, and she jumped in the front seat. And I said, Maybelle, get out. And she looked at me, and she just went dead weight. She slunk into that seat so much. And I'm pretty strong. I was physically fit. I could not move her. She made it clear I was the interloper.
We were dating by this time, and we like to go visit some of the military parks around, and other parks around the Washington and Baltimore areas. And at Gettysburg, we were starting to get some connection with each other, but it wasn't yet real romantic. Well, Maybelle, I think, Liz, you were walking Maybelle, weren't
you? On the leash, yeah.
And Liz didn't realize that Maybelle was trained to heel on the left side. I was walking on Liz's left, and she was trying to heel Maybelle on the right. Well, Maybelle kept trying to circle around and get on the correct side, which would be the left side. And in the process, she wrapped the leash around me and Liz and kind of knocked us together. And if you've seen the old Disney movie, 101 Dalmatians, there's a scene in there where the owners get brought together by their dogs, and there's a leash wrapping scene. So that was a scene out of that movie. And we got married and moved to Georgia. Within, 6 months? Something like that? Yeah. I mean, Maybelle was with us for quite a number of years, and she lived to, I believe it was 16 years old. Can you tell us how you were with her when she died?
The ending was harsh, but it was funny because even though it was harsh, I just felt a lot of love for her. And I held her in my arms, and I realized we had come a full circle. She had never wanted me in her life, because I was stealing away her beloved Mike. And yet at the end, we were both best of friends, and I'll always love that dog.